You know, this thought entered my mind this morning. I've thought about it many times, but I really started meditating on it a little bit longer than normal. Is I thought, well, there's people out there that never consider God, never consider Jesus, never consider the Holy Spirit, never consider truth, never consider the Bible, never consider Proverbs or Psalms or Deuteronomy or anything. They never read the Bible. How do they function? And I started thinking about how do they function in this world? Because Jesus is the source code. Everything revolves around what Jesus did at the cross. And so how do they function down here? They never, and even if they do consider, most people are never considering it in an introspective way. They never compare it with their own thoughts, with their own heart. If there's a verse that says don't have revenge in your heart, they don't even consider that. If the Bible says to guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it flow all the issues of life, they don't even consider that. They don't even consider that. So if they don't consider anything that God says in Revelation, Genesis, Proverbs, especially Proverbs, if they don't even consider anything in Proverbs, how do they function down here in an evil place? The only answer is they are evil. Not only are they evil, they don't see themselves as evil. They don't see their evil heart. They have to see it in other people and be mad at other people, but they can't see it in themselves. They can never look at themselves. The whole purpose of Scripture is to look at yourself. Yeah, you can see it out in the world, but the whole purpose of seeing it out in the world is to look at yourself. When you look at a car, what is it? It's a vehicle. It represents your body as a vehicle. When you look at a washing machine to wash your clothes because they need washing, then it means you need washing. If you look at a coffee machine that brews coffee, that means you need brewing. If you look at a fax machine or a telephone, that means you need to phone home. You need to dial into source. You need to dial into a spiritual call. God has a calling on your life. If somebody calls you on the phone, it means God has a calling on your life. If somebody calls you by name, it means you have a calling. If the tire hits the road, the rubber meets the road. That's why it's called rubber, rub, to rub you. You need some retreading. You need some retreading. If you go to the circus and you get on the Ferris wheel, the roundabout Ferris wheel going around and around, that means you're in a roundabout system, time. Everything that you look at has an object lesson to yourself. If you look at another person, they are per the sun, per sun. You're looking at different. You're looking at the image of yourself, somebody who took a different path. That's all. somebody who had a different experience. EXPERIENCE. Perimeter, out. EX is out. PERI is perimeter. Their experience is different, but it's really the same. There's nothing new. Have you ever noticed? I've worked with the phone company. I've worked in apartments. I've worked in a lot of residential jobs where you go to different people's places of residence. And if you really go through about 1,000, 2,000 places, eventually you start to see some commonalities. If you go to a Buddhist home, they got the Buddha on there, on their shelf. If you go to a Christian, they got verses and on the wall. If you go to a family that's arguing, all they're doing is cursing at each other. If you go to a family that has peace and they're raising their kids right, there's peace in the home. You can see some about 10 common denominators that repeat as a fractal in everybody's home. There's nothing new. It's a parallel. Somebody's got the TV on all the time. If the TV's always running, they usually don't have any peace. If somebody has to have noise all the time, that's usually because they don't have any inner peace. They want to quench out that Holy Spirit. On and on and on. There's patterns everywhere. There's fractal, holographic patterns everywhere, and it's all a projection from the cross. And so everything in front of you, every object is an object lesson. If you look at the clay earth, you got a clay body. You came from the earth. Your body did. Your spirit came from above. If you look at a boat, a ship, an airship, a car ship, any kind of ship, your body's a ship. And the word ship goes back to hip. Integrating the hip back in. So Eve is a piece cut off from Adam, and she's being integrated back in. The letter S is integration, summation. The snake on the cross, integrating you back in. The side of Adam is being integrated to the IDE, back to source. S is integration, ID is identity, E is spirit. So she's trying to find her identity in Adam. This is why women are always social creatures. They want to be around people more than men. Because they're being integrated back in as a type and shadow, as the church being integrated back in with God. My point is, it blows your mind that there's so much truth out here. And even if you're just a Gnostic or a Gematria or anybody, to never consider the book, the Bible, the Proverbs, the Psalms, to never consider the Bible, knowing that even if you're not looking at it from a safe perspective, even the Bible has, if you read the book of Proverbs or the book of Psalms, there's so much beneficial truth in there. They'll listen to Sad Guru, but they won't read the book of Proverbs. Everything Sad Guru is saying is already in the Proverbs. Really. It totally blows your mind. It's like, come on. You never consider that there's a creator. The word creation, creature, the word creature, the word human, a shade of a human, different shades. When you look at a dog or a cat, they eat, they go to the bathroom, they got legs, they're creatures. And you don't consider that you're just a creature, a created thing. When you play with crayons, it goes back to creature. When you play in a sandbox, when you're a kid, you're creating. This is a sandbox experience. You can't do much harm down here. You can do some harm, but it's not eternal. It's temporary down here. This is all going to burn up.